Listening, Part 2. You will hear some conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. Choose the correct answers for each conversation.
Conversation 1.
So, we should really get started on our book report. It's due in on Thursday, and you know how strict Miss Ford is with deadlines. Any ideas on which author we should go with? John?
I was thinking we could write about Dan Brown.
Really? Dan Brown? Do you honestly think he would make for an interesting project? Personally, I think he's overrated.
I don't agree with you there, John. He's only published 5 books, and already he's won so many awards.
That's true. Even I've heard of him, and you know I never read books.
That's right, Lisa, you don't. So what exactly will your contribution to our project be?
Well, I don't read, Harry, but I watch films. We discussed it with John, and we thought I could write about how his books have been adapted into films.
Yes, that might be interesting. I hadn't thought about it. It will add a whole new angle to our work. So, we should really get started on our book report. It's due in on Thursday, and you know how strict Miss Ford is with deadlines. Any ideas on which author we should go with? John?
I was thinking we could write about Dan Brown.
Really? Dan Brown? Do you honestly think he would make for an interesting project? Personally, I think he's overrated.
I don't agree with you there, John. He's only published 5 books, and already he's won so many awards.
That's true. Even I've heard of him, and you know I never read books.
That's right, Lisa, you don't. So what exactly will your contribution to our project be?
Well, I don't read, Harry, but I watch films. We discussed it with John, and we thought I could write about how his books have been adapted into films.
Yes, that might be interesting. I hadn't thought about it. It will add a whole new angle to our work.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 2. Conversation 2.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, good morning. Come in, do have a seat.
Good morning, Mr. Jameson.
So, have you got any houses for us to look at? As I told you on the phone yesterday, we are in a bit of a hurry.
I've got a few options here, but first I'd like to know a bit more about what you're looking for exactly. Will it be just the two of you?
For the time being, yes. But we do plan to start a family soon.
Yes, we were thinking at least 3 bedrooms.
I see.
And I'll be working from home, so I'll need a studio. A spacious room with lots of natural light. I'm an artist, you see.
Oh, and we must be near a train station so that I can get to work too.
Okay, well, all these are very reasonable demands. We shouldn't have any trouble finding something suitable. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, good morning. Come in, do have a seat.
Good morning, Mr. Jameson.
So, have you got any houses for us to look at? As I told you on the phone yesterday, we are in a bit of a hurry.
I've got a few options here, but first I'd like to know a bit more about what you're looking for exactly. Will it be just the two of you?
For the time being, yes. But we do plan to start a family soon.
Yes, we were thinking at least 3 bedrooms.
I see.
And I'll be working from home, so I'll need a studio. A spacious room with lots of natural light. I'm an artist, you see.
Oh, and we must be near a train station so that I can get to work too.
Okay, well, all these are very reasonable demands. We shouldn't have any trouble finding something suitable.
Now, look at the questions for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
What do you mean you can't help me? When I bought this watch last week, you told me it came with a 5-year guarantee.
And it does, Mr. Livingston. But as I've already explained, without the receipt, the guarantee is void.
I don't understand. You know I bought it from you, don't you?
Yes, of course. I remember selling it to you last Tuesday, but the manufacturer won't just take my word for it. Oh, here comes the manager now.
Good morning, Mr. Livingston. How can I help you?
I bought this watch from you last week and it stopped working. It's supposed to be under guarantee, but I'm afraid I've lost the receipt.
Did you take this out of the window, Peter?
Yes, Ms. Harrison. We didn't have any more in stock.
Aha! It's probably just the battery that's run out. I'll put in a fresh battery for you, Mr. Livingston, and that should do the trick.
What do you mean you can't help me? When I bought this watch last week, you told me it came with a 5-year guarantee.
And it does, Mr. Livingston. But as I've already explained, without the receipt, the guarantee is void.
I don't understand. You know I bought it from you, don't you?
Yes, of course. I remember selling it to you last Tuesday. But the manufacturer won't just take my word for it. Oh, here comes the manager now.
Good morning, Mr. Livingston. How can I help you?
I bought this watch from you last week and it stopped working. It's supposed to be under guarantee, but I'm afraid I've lost the receipt.
Did you take this out of the window, Peter?
Yes, Ms. Harrison. We didn't have any more in stock.
Aha! It's probably just the battery that's run out. I'll put in a fresh battery for you, Mr. Livingston, and that should do the trick.
That is the end of part 2.